Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, March 11th, 7:31 Central Time. Thursday morning means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you. Good to be back with you in studio. Last week, I was on the road, headed to Chicago.
I know, and how did that go? That's your alma mater, isn't it?
It is, yeah, Concordia University, Chicago. It was Concordia University River Forest when I was there. But my second degree from there is from Concordia University, Chicago, so...
And had it changed since the days you were as an undergrad?
Some, yes. Some of the faces were familiar, and there were some new faces. I had the opportunity to talk with their new president.
Actually, I heard that. Yeah. Yes, I was listening when you did that, and so I thought that was a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, he's great, Dr. Gard. Yeah.
Good. He's not met him, but it was a great interview,
so thanks.
It sounded good.
Thanks. Well, what's going on at LSS Living?
Well, when I was trying to think about what to talk about this week, what came to mind as a result of a conversation I had with someone we had in the office. Actually, she's going to be doing some photography for us. And when we finished the meeting, she said, "So do you have any suggestions for me? Because there are five of us siblings. We've got our mom and her sister, my aunt. And so we just really don't know what to look for and what to worry about, whether or not we should be concerned. Right now, their mother and her sister live in two different apartments, but they're not connected to any kind of supportive services. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about what to watch for and what to look for to see if there was any need for any kind of more supportive care. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe there are some listeners out there that would just like some general information of things to look for. Mm-hmm. So I found something. We actually don't have this particular information on our website, but there are a lot of websites if you're searching. If you just wanted to look for what to look for assisted living, what are the signs you need assisted living? There are a lot of websites mm-hmm. out there, and many of them are very helpful from the standpoint that they give you an explanation of the terminology. So I thought I would start with that. So I often hear, these are just terms I did not know before I started to work for Lutheran Senior Services. And mm-hmm. now they roll off my tongue as if everybody's supposed to know them.
Right.
So I thought I would start this week, next week, and maybe the week after talking a little bit about how do you qualify and how do you describe each of these? So independent living, that's where you are, as Reverend Walt Shadle would say, the go-go's, where you're very independent. That's mm-hmm. what the independent living. So it's really no different than living in your home or an apartment. But what's different about it is that you are part of, at least for Lutheran Senior Services, you're part of a continuing care retirement community. So we have patio homes, we have apartments. But then what happens is you have a meal plan. All of your maintenance is taken care of. You have then priority access should you have your needs change. You can move into more of a skilled care assisted living. So it's part of our whole continuing care retirement community, but you are very independent, not in need of assisted care.
Now, you said apartments or patio.
Mm-hmm, patio homes.
Mm-hmm. Maintenance is taken care of and a meal plan. How mm-hmm. soon can I sign up?
You have to be 62 or older. And I don't know how old you need to be on the wait list. But but in thinking about that, when I check about meal plan, what's really great about it is that there are a variety of options. So you're in your home, so you have a full kitchen. Mm-hmm. So you can take, maybe just eat dinner in the dining hall. And, mm-hmm. and so many of our places have buffet dining, some have restaurant dining, some have both options. You might go to a little market grill, but maybe you fix your own breakfast, you fix your own lunch, and then at dinner, you meet friends for dinner. So it's like this social gathering all the time.
That sounds like something that... I could picture my wife really enjoying as well.
I think about it too. I think about the fact that, you know, you've got you fix your stuff that you're going to do for lighter, but then you go and you've got a menu and you've got these options and oh my goodness. And then you've got an exercise room. So in eating all of those options, then you can exercise off. So there's exercise. There's, I believe it's called, in our independent living, the word is fit, and I can't think of what the other one is. I wasn't prepared to think about that, but it's like you have somebody there to help you build a plan and a program. Senior fit, that's what it's called. Uh-huh. Obviously, hello, senior fit. So you have somebody to help you decide what is the best exercise for you. A couple of our places have pools here in the St. Louis area. We've got Breeze Park, we've got Merrimack Bluffs, we've got Laclede Groves. All have pools, Meridian Village and Glen Carbon. So they're very competitive in their water volleyball teams. And so this is very active, very vibrant, very mm-hmm. social living. So that's independent living. So then the next level up is assisted living, and that's a licensed level of care. And so in assisted living, in order to qualify for assisted living, your loved one needs some sort of assistance with what they call ADLs, activities of daily life. Just want to scoot back just for a moment for independent living. Should you have some needs change, though, that option in independent living is still there to bring in like a home health nurse mm-hmm. for maybe therapy right there, or even a private duty person. So our folks do try to remain as independent as possible for as long as possible. So our home and community-based services have services that can be brought right to those apartments or those patio homes as well. But let's say that your level of need rises just a little bit more. So activities of daily living are things that just have to do with maybe it's medication, mm-hmm. overseeing someone taking medication. Perhaps it is grooming, personal hygiene. Those kinds of things that you just need assistance with, that's what qualifies you then for assisted living. Now, you do take an assessment. So if someone is out there thinking, oh my gosh, I really don't know if my mom needs assisted living, we have a couple of different options. One is, of course, you can make an appointment and you can talk with someone. You can tour, you can take a look at it, you can find out a little bit more. Or we do have an option through our outreach social services for an assessment called Senior Life Steps. And our geriatric specialists, elder care specialists, can come right to your home, right to your loved one's home, and can give you an assessment, can take a look at things, have you do certain things, talk with you, and then give you recommendations based on it. So that whole idea of assisted living, some people think that you need to be as physically frail, so to speak, or in need of total skilled care in order to qualify for assisted living, and that's not it at all. So you just need a little bit of extra assistance with two or three of those activities of daily living. Those are apartments. They are not equipped with a full kitchen, but a smaller, like a microwave and a sink. And then your meal plan is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you've got your whole meal plan, three meals a day are part of that service fee that you pay on a monthly basis. Very social. I had some friends that had their mom come to assisted living, and they said, you know, we were prepared. This is like almost a direct quote. We were prepared for the excellent care. What we weren't prepared for was how social she was going to be. We almost have to make an appointment with her because she's meeting new friends, she's doing new things, mm-hmm. and so there's that social aspect of it as well. And then the most extensive level of care is what we call long-term care. So that's where you really need mm-hmm. a professional nurse or professional nursing care. Our medical directors oversee that if you don't carry your own doctor with you. And that is really where your needs are so extensive that you need to have someone there 24 hours a day to really help you in some sort of a medical fashion. And then, of course, we have our short-term rehabilitation if you have knee surgery or you need rehabilitation after a stroke or surgery. And then finally, memory care, which would be two different levels of that. One is memory care assisted living. Mm-hmm. So that is you are experiencing perhaps Alzheimer's or other related memory impairments, you just need that extra level of making sure that you are stimulated. You are also in an environment where someone is there with you 24 hours a day, and then your more extended, more advanced Alzheimer's. Those residents usually go into our long-term care, whereas someone can be there 24 hours a day medically helping them as well. So that's just kind of an overview of some of the terms. And then I thought we would take the next couple of weeks and talk about some of the things to watch for with your loved one. There's a lot of, I found a great site here, Time for Assisted Living is what it's called. And it just has some things to watch for, big picture, and then some things to watch for as you go into their home. So we'll take a look at those kinds of things the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Always helpful to know. And thank you for explaining all those terms. I appreciate it.
Well, I throw them around here.
Sure.
I'm here every week and I'm like, well, and we have this and it's a continuing care retirement community. And even that is different. So as there are many providers, anyone in the listening area, whether they are here in St. Louis or whether they are listening from anywhere, you have a variety of providers. Not every provider has full continuum of care in a continuing care retirement community, what we call senior living communities. Some of them are independent living only, but that provider probably in a different location has something for assisted living or something for long-term care. So one of the reasons why we like to provide the continuing care retirement community is so that essentially it's your last move. Now, you may need to move from an apartment into assisted living, but you don't have to move physically and you don't have to lose that community feel of where you already live. And one thing also, we do have one of ours here at Richmond Heights Richmond Terrace in Richmond Heights is assisted living only. So that's our one community that has just that one level of care. So you want to ask those questions. So if you're taking a look and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm interested in independent living. Well, when you go and visit your provider, whoever provides that care, ask those questions. Ask, what if my health needs change? And that is one of the things we are just truly committed to in wanting to make it as accessible as possible for all the excellence in the care.
Yeah, it sounds like making transitions smooth is really what LSS is good at.
Absolutely. And even making that transition into that first move for independent living, we also have even a move-in resources program.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're ready to move in, one of our move-in specialists comes and walks you through everything from helping you find that realtor to helping you find that moving company to helping know what you should do with everything. And of course, you can donate it to Hidden Gems, which is our resale store, and all of the proceeds go to our benevolent care.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going over to Hidden Gems not too long ago.
And Joni did too, I know. So just quickly, as a devotion, I know that we really only have just a short time. But of course, I just wanted to remind the listeners that we do work with Creative Communications to help produce Hopeful Living, which is daily devotions for living life to the fullest. And we happen to gift these to all of our member congregations. So the older adults in their congregations, as well as our own residents, can have daily devotions. And I thought I would read today's Time for New Grapes. It's written by Diane Bond from Cypress, Texas. And she bases it on John 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. She writes, ever feel that your fruitful days are over because you can't do the things you once did? I did my little air quotes there. Yeah. Only Andy could see air quotes around fruitful. She writes, I spoke with a friend who was frustrated with her decreasing physical ability to serve God as she once did. We spoke about John 15, that perhaps God was pruning her back so she could be more fruitful in a new way. She mentioned she had joined a ministry that provides encouragement to others through phone calls, something she could do from home. Suddenly, she saw God's hand in this and was able to let go of the old fruit and trust God to bring faithfulness in this new area. God's pruning is often hard to accept, but trusting him as our vine dresser may lead to new and abundant grapes. And she ends it with this prayer, Father, help me to trust you and accept your pruning in my life. Make me a fruitful branch. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane.
And just if anybody's interested in Hopeful Living, I should give them this. It's 1-855-325-4673. 1-855-325-4673. 4673 for ordering their own. If they're maybe mm-hmm. listening from sure. around the country and they're not one of our member congregations to be gifted, they could buy bulk subscriptions or individual subscriptions.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Great to talk with you. Talk and again next week.
We'll see you next week.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Crystal City and Festus, Missouri. We're going to talk with Pastor Castens from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Festus in Crystal City about a program they're doing there. Stick around for more His Time right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO.